Okay, but this brings me to a different question, which is how technology and choice operate as denaturalizing idioms, not only for reproduction and kinship, but for gender and sex. We have every right to be put off by the prurient and voyeuristic news coverage of Oregon's Thomas Beatty, the transgender man who gave birth to a child of whom he will be the father and his wife the mother. However, his case is only the most recent evidence of what Strathern calls analogical return in the relationship between sex, gender, and sexual reproduction after culture. Schematically, it is often asserted that the pill brought about a separation of sex from reproduction. Artificial insemination and embryo transfer enabled reproduction without sex. Both the Olympic Committee and feminism had a hand in confirming the separation of sex from gender. And with Thomas Beatty, we can rethink Gail Rubin's sex-gender system once again. Taking literally Rubin's definition of the sex-gender system as, quote, the set of arrangements by which a society transforms biological sexuality into products of human activity and in which these transformed needs are satisfied, we need no longer limit ourselves to the sex distinction or what is a woman or what is a man. What we need to understand instead is how much this question has expanded. For the transformation of biological sexuality into products of human activity could hardly be a better description of what The Economist magazine has recently dubbed the age of biology, or what Newsweek called biology's Big Bang. And its sex-gender system is only just beginning to be mapped.